I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
There was a principal at some school in Delaware County that was leaving a voicemail for a parent, and he didn't realize the thing was still going, and just kind of like he got in trouble because it was a Jewish parent.
Ooh.
And he was after like he thought he'd hung up. I think someone was like, "Who was that?" And he goes, "This guy, he's a fucking asshole. He's like a big hothead." And I think he mentioned he's like some Jewish guy. He's like, he always wears fucking sweatpants all the time. He comes in here and freaks out.
Oh, my God.
Wearing sweatpants. And the lady goes, "What does he do for a living?" He goes, "I don't know. Controls all the banks or whatever."
And they put this guy's funny as shit.
The comments were half split between, like, this man is a scumbag, needs to be removed, and people being like, "I'm signing my kids up for this school right now."
That is, like, that's, like, the worst nightmare.
I know.
Especially if somebody was, like, not really bashing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you like overheard a voicemail where they're like, "Dude, he just wears sweatpants all the time. He kind of like smells like he's like nice, but he's like just a gross."
He'd have been totally fine if he didn't do the, I don't know, probably controls the banks or whatever.
I mean, he had to hit that home run. It's a home run, dude. There's nothing he can do about it. Somebody lobbed one right across the plate.
He's the principal, bro. He's going to have to become a gym teacher now.
He's
going to demote him to gym teacher.
Gym teacher will be good, though.
5 years. That's gym also, teacher energy.
That is gym teacher. He should be a gym teacher. Principal's crazy for that type of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got busted. But yeah, you know, whatever. That's what you always got to hang up before you talk shop about the Jews at work.
Like, yeah, if you decide, yeah.
And then a lady, too. It's just like a total Delco lady. Like, what does he do? You're just firing away the questions. I don't know.
He probably controls the banks or something. Just, all right.
So that was a fun thing to see.
That's great.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. It was a funny
It's without a doubt funny.
I guess he's going to get fired. He has to get fired. There's no way. He's out. I believe he's out on the main line. He might be Chester County boy.
Oh, if he's main line, that's trouble.
Yellow.
Yeah. That's literally the home of
That's
BB.
That's where BB's from.
BB was chilling out there.
True.
He's holding it down, dude.
I'm surprised. Yeah, he can't have a goy principal popping off like that.
Fuck no.
He can't have the goy popping off. On the voice, dude, I don't like leaving voicemails like at all. The thought of having it run unnecessarily long.
I don't like giving opinions.
True.
Done. I don't have any more opinions. I said them all 8 years ago. I haven't thought of anything new. I haven't changed.
Yeah, there's really also too now it's too high stakes. There's a big moral shell game
especially
going
the
on.
Opinions I have,
I know,
fluctuates day to day. But you could catch me after a long night of watching Nick Fuentes highlights on Instagram, and I'm gonna give you some crazy opinions.
Also, when I really when I
depends
ever said,
what algorithm I got.
Candace's bag is up right
sure
now.
Nicki Minaj has a substantial bag. She probably still has the bag.
Probably has the bag for sure, but dude, the Candace bag is crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, bro. I think her show's like enormous. I could be wrong. I think it's like one of the biggest. Yeah, it's like she has like one of the biggest shows.
I think her podcast is like for real one of the biggest podcasts.
That makes
right
sense.
Now. Yeah. Since Charlie Kirk died, like she's been talking about it a lot and it's blown up since then.
She also has.
I watched a couple of those episodes.
Yeah, she adds a little. She's got her secret recipe. She has her secret ingredient. She's been adding to her show right now, just being like blaming the Jews for everything. That shit's hot right now.
It is hot.
I mean, bro, you give me the word, we can take this show to the top. That is hot. It's so fucking hot right now to be just go crazy, to go dumb on the JEWs, but. Nah, I just want to do a comedy podcast. Dude, I'm telling you.
Of course
it is.
The
biggest pods.
Yeah.
The biggest pods.
Every single one of them.
It's crazy. I mean, we're just fucking leaving money on the goddamn table.
We are. We got to get in there. We got to do independent research.
True. I don't know. I'll just make stuff up, too.
On what?
It says she's number one... like at the end of this year, she hit number one globally for downloads and views with 3.6 million daily streams.
People want to know.
I looked up her net worth, though. I guess you can't really. I don't know.
What do you mean?
True it is.
Things are wrong.
Yeah, it says like 20 mil for Candace Owens and Nicki Minaj is like 150 million.
Okay, well, I'll shut the fuck up then.
Dude, I know we're on to contractors and I'm going to derail it completely.
Thank you.
I've been listening. Well, if we're going to bring up anti-Semitism, dude, I've been going to sleep to fucking, if you're going to be anti-Semitic, I've been going to sleep.
You know
to,
all those Jewish contractors?
Yeah, working hard in your kitchen. People,
Jesus might have been the last one.
For
I think
real.
They gave it up after Jesus.
For real.
Jesus was the last honest Jewish contractor. Go on.
Dang it, dude.
Why'd you bait me into this? Dude, you're ruining my movement, dude.
Yes, the movement. Oh, we watched. You got to watch Louis Theroux's. I don't know what it's called. It's Louis Theroux on like.
Forbidden America.
Forbidden America about the alt-right.
About like the. These dudes, it's
so fucking. Those dudes are the biggest fucking dorks on earth. And we were watching the one dude, Nick Fuentes, who's in the news as of late because Trump. He went to him, Kanye, Nick Fuentes, and Milo Yiannopoulos are like hanging out.
Yeah,
which is.
I really do. I think the internet's just starting to like get like something caught inside of whatever like mechanism is just moving it all around. It's starting to get like it's like an old lawnmower that's getting clogged with grass. Like there's, it's just like nonsense. It, like they're just like Trump. I know now. I know who the guy is now. I saw him. Kanye, Trump, Fuentes is just like a completely nonsensical.
Yeah, it is. It's like that South Park episode with Family Guy where it's just manatees. It's just like, what is this?
He's like, oh my god, guys! Trump yelled at me. Said I'd never be president.
Yeah. I wonder if the bros in the Middle East look at like the like ISIS type guys as the same way we look at like Fuentes and them, or like Charlottesville, where they're
probably
like, those guys are so fucking gay.
Probably, and it's also
it's
like
just so fucking annoying.
Oh, dude, it's
got fucking
be
ISIS come to your town, just like God damn it, dude.
Dude, to the point where you're on a plane and some
these
guys like
suck.
Does this guy have a fucking bomb?
Yeah,
it's like, dude, come on, man. I was just kidding around about bombs.
Joking about the bombs, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. I think that is the case. I think most people are just trying to live a normal life and like not be completely subsumed by the darkness that grows stronger in their heads every day with each passing day.
God.
It's like, but yeah, it's, you know, it's a shame. But the Romans were sick, dude. They were just farmers.
No,
initially. They were farmers that militarized. I mean, obviously they got to that.
They did the Holocaust too.
They did, but I'm saying like people need
to get Dan Carlin, Celtic Holocaust.
People need to get back. It's true, but people need to get back to the thing of like what's their own personal farm they can tend. That was the guys, those Roman guys, to be like, you can be like lords and dictators or like take me back to
just
the
trying
farm.
To farm.
Take me back to the farm, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, they did get a little
like Maximus.
Who's going to be? Show me one guy in the manosphere who's still fucking standing strong.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
True. Yeah, I guess he could talk about what to say to girls too now. I don't know.
He's straight as
hell. Yeah, he's straight as a fucking arrow. So we talked to Milo about girls. I don't know. That'd be nice. He knows about girls. What are you talking about? Dude, he's a YouTube celebrity. You don't think he gets a ton of girls?
Relax, Sean.
I don't know. Or maybe it could be Nicki Minaj might be my new hero.
Ooh.
That's a good hero.
It's a good one.
Dude, she's, I don't know. I believe her. I think she's been super right wing this whole time.
I think, yeah. I mean, when Lil Wayne met Trump, she's probably going, okay.
Yeah. And again, she was a absolute, you know, she broke the story about her cousin's gigantic balls from the COVID vaccine. So
that would probably, yeah, that would red pill her. Because everyone's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. you can't go against the vax badge.
I know. She went against it. She was the only person. But I don't know. I don't know what that's all about, though. I'm kind of curious.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a rebranding thing. I don't know if she's seeing peeping the Candace bag. Yeah, it's good. It's very funny watching dudes just go and be like, I'm not racist. I'm kidding. And it's like,
yeah, they're throwing up Roman salutes. That's what they call it. They refuse to call it a Nazi salute. Yeah, it's very fun.
When he confronts the one guy.
But Fuentes, he's 18 years old at Charlottesville. He's probably like 22
now.
22 now.
According to that thing. Yeah.
Oh, in the documentary, he's 22. I think
maybe
that's
23,
old.
24 max.
Yeah. That him saying stuff to a camera, he's going to regret that so much.
Yeah, well, what sucks at 24, you're like still climbing this hill and you can't see anything on the other side. You can't see anything. I'm trying to keep him low.
Do not, Roman.
You can't see anything on the other side. And you're just like, fuck, this is going to be so sick. And he's going to hit his 30s and be able to peak what the rest of his life is going to be. And be like, fuck.
Imagine.
I was a white nationalists on the internet. No.
Imagine if you, if somebody so many views. Put a camera in your face when you're 22 and was like, how do you feel about the world and politics?
Yeah. I would have been in a house with like a pile of Oxycontin and cocaine and been like, this is how it's really going down. Yeah. I'm selling promethazine because I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, dude, it's a nightmare. We watched him say that one thing.
Yeah.
Of just being like,
the people in the middle, he's like, you're a bit of a fringe, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, the people in the middle are fucking it up. Maybe people on the fringe are the ones who are going to save us.
That's when I went, oh, dude, it's 22-year-old like, brain, dude.
You're going to regret that.
It's 22-year-old brain. It's the most profound thing ever. It's just like, maybe the fringe really is what the media system's broken. It's also funny for these dudes to be like, the white nationalists, the whole thing is like, we're being ousted, we're getting replaced and all this stuff. It's also like, dude. But at the same time, it's like free market capitalism is a way to be. It's like, dude, if a Mexican dude's better at capitalism than you, you can't all of a sudden become like a weird type of communist.
True.
Then it's like, well, it's tough tomatoes, dude. We got here this time. And it's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And now that logically plays out where the lads will replace you, dude. The lads.
I don't think
I might start counter-protesting.
Oh, yeah. He was mad about the lads.
The lads will replace us.
Yes.
Yeah. No immigration. None of that. It's like, dude, good luck. Good luck keeping a dude who like can't find food out of here while you're sitting there being like, I don't know how I'm going to stream today. People are like, people are kind of like reading too much into my stream today. Meanwhile, some dude's starving. He's going to get in here. He's going to take your money, dude. It is what it is.
Guy's family is getting raped. He's going to work pretty hard to get them out of the situation they're in.
You're sitting there being like, I have a problem with optics. It's like, that guy's going to come right in. Just suck your money out.
I threw a Roman salute. I have a problem with optics right now. Louis throws at my house. Kentucky bothering me.
That was very funny, though, when the dude, when the other guy got, like, the gamer guy got attacked, Beardson man.
Yeah.
He got attacked, or not even attacked. The guy was like, dude, did you chuck up a Nazi salute? He's like, fuck you, man. Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the whole thing is like, dude, I'm just dancing on the edge. People don't understand. I'll be honest. I watched that, and I was like, dude, do I do that kind of stuff? The whole time, I was like, fuck, dude. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We do.
Fuck. I'm a fucking loser. That does hurt.
That's what hurts. But they're doing it wrong. We're good at it.
We're masters of our craft.
We're masters at it.
They got greedy. That's the problem.
Also, they're kind of serious.
True.
They're also having America First conferences.
Yeah.
Where they're on stage and in Mustangs throwing Nazi salutes, which could be the highest form of comedy if they were joking. If they were joking. Yes.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, I do think
now it does come at a cost of maybe destroying America, but...
True. But the problem is, this is the thing that gets me, is they'll get caught. They'll be like dead. Apparently, it looked like they're serious on a thing, then get busted and be like, fucking around.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you're fucking around... Luckily, I can just be like, dude, I'm just an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a dumbass.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, it's that was jarring. I saw that and went... Shit.
Yeah, maybe fuck. Being an edgelord is not as cool as we thought it was. Yeah, God damn it.
But again, you know, messing around is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, as soon as what we can't do is just start an organization. As soon as you start an organization.
Anyway, join the Patreon, subscribe.
But like, don't really.
Of course,
though.
Of course.
No, it is just for
buy
yucks.
Buy our shirts, pay us, not an organization.
Yeah, it is just for yucks.
Yes.
Letting that be known.
I mean, dude. We are actual comedians. I like that we're talking ourselves out of... We're not fucking alt-right guys.
Are we white nationalists? Fuck! No, definitely
no.
Not.
No.
I honestly am, and I'm not just saying this for the optics, dude. I love immigration. I'm pumped on it.
I agree.
I think it's cool, you know?
I'd like to control the border a little. Can't just be letting fucking all these guys in, you know?
Yeah.
I like to go down there and say, you, yes, you? I might get a job down there. Might get a horse.
On a horse down there?
Yeah.